Yes, what a double on Saturday with Cox Plate Day and also the AFL Grand Final, the big dance at the Gabba right here on RSN 927. But we can't forget Sunday night as well with the mighty Melbourne Storm against the Penrith Panthers in the NRL Grand Final. And a man who'll be there is a great friend of the program in Rick Barden, our NRL expert. How are you, Rick?
G'day, Scotty. Long time no speak, mate.
Yeah, fantastic to chat, mate. And how are you feeling ahead of the big one on Sunday night as a Panthers man?
Oh, mate, a little bit nervous, but look, it's probably the best Panther side that we've seen since probably 1991, I'd say. They did win the grand final in 2003, but this side has gone through the entire season only losing one game and having one draw. Hopefully they don't stumble at that final hurdle.
We'll chat more about the Storm very shortly too. But yeah, on the Panthers, mate, as you said, going for their first flag in 17 years. But are they being too easily discounted? We had Trent Lanscale from tab.com.au on before, said the Storm have easily been best backed. Everyone's tipping them, mate. But seven in a row, the Panthers are one over. They've got to give them a bit of credit.
It's more than that. It's how many is it now? They lost in round five. So your maths is better than mine, Scotty.
Just go with me.
they've been written off all year, mate. Everyone's been saying that, you know, they can't continue this run, but you have to give it to them. They've kept it going. They've got this young side that have been playing together for a very, very long time. The Panthers have an excellent junior system. They're one of the biggest in the entire competition, and they bring a lot of these kids through. And so a lot of these guys have been playing football together since they were, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old. And so when you're playing footy together for that long, those combinations start to gel, and you know what the other guy's going to do. And I mean, I suppose it's kind of similar with the Storm when they had the big three with Billy Cam and Cooper. But now we might be seeing the new dynasty coming through now in the form of the Penrith Panthers.
Are you surprised personally with the season yourself and the Panthers there, Rick?
Oh yeah, I'm a mad Panthers fan. You're always pessimistic. You always worry that team's not going to do very well. And in fact, last year they were probably a bit disappointing considering the squad that they had. But they've finally hit their straps this year. Nathan Cleary, he's only a young fellow. He's still only 22. But I mean, gee, he plays like somebody well above his years. And he's been touted for a long time to be that leader of a football team. And I think this year is the year that he's starting to prove that he is that guy.
General Rick Barden, our NRL expert here on RSN 927, the big dance Sunday night, I should say. Storm $1.70, Penrith $2.25 at tab.com.au. But we'll chat more about Nathan Cleary very soon in relation to that controversial Dally M earlier in the week, mate. But what about the mighty Melbourne Storm? I'm not sure they were in too many people's premiership calculations at the start of the season, actually, but they're just an amazing entity.
Mate, you just cannot argue with the numbers that the Storm put up. Every year we say the same thing. Oh, the Storm, you know, they're not going to make it this year. They've lost too many of their cattle, or they're getting old. They're getting a bit long in the tooth. But Craig Bellamy has this incredible ability to bring out the best in these guys. You wouldn't say they're terrible players by any stretch of the imagination, but you would say they're probably middle of the road players. He just brings out the best of them. Guys like Jerome Hughes, who was essentially a nobody. Justin Olam's been having a great season. Branko Lee, they got rid of him from Canberra because he was rubbish, but now he's playing great for the Storm. Now, all these guys that were average elsewhere come to the Storm and are just better players.
They just seem to be too burning from last year, I think, keen to make amends and really playing with that point to prove at the moment, the Storm.
Well, he hasn't actually come out and said it, but I think everyone pretty much knows it's going to be Cameron Smith's last year playing football. So I think this year for him in particular, it to go out as a championship winner would be, you know, the fairy tale that every Melbourne fan wants. And even if you don't like Cam Smith, which a lot of people don't, you've got to respect the standing he's got in the game. He will probably go down as the greatest of all time, I would say. He's definitely the best I've ever seen.
And also there, Rick, as you mentioned, the likes of Hughes and Munster and Pappenhausen, an absolute gun. They're just really players that we'll get to the Clive Churchill very shortly, but they'll be players right up there in the market, no doubt.
Oh, well, I mean, you got to feel for the West Tigers, actually, because Pappenhausen was a Tigers junior, and so was Josh Addo-Cowher, and they let both of them go. Now they are so good.
Goodness.
For the Storm. Yeah, you really got to... shake your head in disbelief at that. Look, the Tigers' loss is the Storm's gain, because Pappenhausen, when Billy left, I think everyone was a bit worried of how the Storm would replace somebody of Billy's calibre. Not saying that Pappenhausen is quite there yet, but gee, he's on his way there. He's doing extremely well. And just the speed they've got in the edges is something to behold. When they get out in the open, it's impossible to stop.
And as we said before, Penrith Storm Grand Final wasn't everyone's pick there, Rick, that's for sure. What separates these two sides this season from the likes of the Roosters and the Raiders and the Bunnies, etc.?
Oh, I think, well, it's going to sound like a bit of a cliche, but that they really do all play together so well as a team. You notice if you watch any of the highlights of any of the Panthers games this season, when the halftime siren goes, they all jog back into the change rooms together. They're jogging, they're moving, and every single time that there is a try or a forced error where they've done something good, the entire team comes around and gets in there and like pats on the back. And you can just see it in the way that they play their football, that they actually all just get along really well. And I don't know if COVID has actually helped that somewhat, because they've been in this bubble, so they've had to spend probably more time together than they ordinarily would, but they all seem to be working really well as a unit. And I suppose the same for the Storm boys, that they've been away from their families for God knows how long up in the bubble in Queensland. And so I think just hanging out together every day, they're working really, really well as a unit. And not to mention the fact that they're both very well-coached sides in Ivan Cleary and Craig Bellamy.
General Rick Bard, our NRL expert here on RSN 927. Sunday night, the big dance in the NRL. Penrith, $2.25, the Storm, $1.70 at tab.com.au. But, of course, the Dally M was on early in the week there, mate, as well. And Jack Whiten upset Nathan Cleary and Clint Gutherson for the Dally M.
Absolutely robbed, Nathan Cleary. Absolutely robbed. Look, Jack Whiten's a fantastic player and probably deserves to be mentioned in the same breath of those blocks. But both Gutho and Cleary have just had incredible seasons. How Nathan lost it is beyond me, just absolutely beyond me. And a bit of a stuff up from the Telegraph as well, publishing who won before the actual winner was announced.
And a bizarre night indeed, as you allude to there, with the leaking of the results. Has there been much fallout of that over the last 24 hours? We heard, obviously, Peter Volandi say there'll be an investigation, no doubt.
Oh, look, what can you do? You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, can you? Well, once it's out, it's out. Look, they got it right. The winner was, you know, very arguably probably not the one that I would have chosen. But like I say, he's a fantastic player, Jack Whiten, and he has pretty much dragged Canberra to where they finished up, which is very close to another grand final.
Yeah, very humble too, hearing him over the last 24 hours or so as well, Jack Whiten. And as you said, a bit of an upset victory, but certainly couldn't begrudge a man like him winning it. But the Clive Churchill medal, mate, Cam Smith, $3.75 favourite at tab.com.au. Your man, Nathan Cleary at $4.25, Munster at $8, Hughes at $10, Pappenhausen at $10. Where would your money be going there?
Smith would be the obvious choice, but very rarely does the obvious choice win the Clive Churchill medal. You're probably, best bet's probably Munster, I'd say. I just feel like he's a big game player. He just seems to shine at the right times, and he will be kind of that one that I think that will break the game open because of the fact that he just plays off the cuff, and he just does those freakish things nobody else seems to be able to do. Even though he's been playing on one leg for the last 2 weeks, he's something special, Cam Munster.
And last but not least, mate, you'll be there, a big Panthers man on Sunday night, mate. But which way would your money be going? The Storm $1.70 or Penrith $2.25 there at tab.com.au?
Look, you know that if I was betting with my head, you'd have to say the Storm, but bet with my heart, go the Panthers. But if you want real value at Tab, is you go the Richmond into Panthers double, Premiership into Premiership, and you're looking about fours of that. So I think that's it's worth a tilt.
I better take the Cats into the Storm then, mate. No, good luck there, brother. Thanks so much for your time once again. And good luck on Sunday night with Penrith, mate. We might even play the Penrith theme song for you now, and hopefully we're playing the Storm one on Sunday night. Thanks once again.
Oh, love it. Thanks, Scotty.